Anonymousy asks is a DGS production, meant for the enjoyment of audiophiles everywhere. Anonymousy, DG, and today's guests accept full responsibility for all erections and cream panties sustained during the consumption of this podcast. Thank you.
Hello, and welcome to Anonymousy Asks, a podcast that combines the idea of collaborative questionnaires with, you guessed it, a podcast, with lots of giggles and silliness thrown in. So, my guest today is the strapping, enigmatic, and ever so desirable, the other guy. Welcome, Todd.
I couldn't even keep it like a straight face while doing that.
I could totally keep a straight face while doing that. You started giggling, so
I couldn't help myself. Yeah.
I had to.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
Delighted to be here.
Thank you so much for talking with me today. As unexpected as this might have been,
my pleasure. My pleasure.
Despite the ridiculous hoops you've made me jump through to get you on this podcast, guys.
There's a lot of criteria you got to fill.
He made it so difficult, everyone. I'm just saying. I'm still really excited to have you on.
Okay.
Why don't we start off with having you say a little bit about yourself? How did you find your way to GWA?
I told you I'd get all awkward. So basically, I was horny one day. Shock. Big shock. And I was like googling around, and I thought instead of just normal porn, I just thought, you know, I'd quite like have some like hot woman just moaning in my ear. That would just be nice. No visuals, just that. And I googled, I can't remember what I googled specifically, but I wound up on SoundCloud, and there was a user called, can I say their name?
Yeah, sure.
They're not actually around anymore. I think it was Blazing Bella, and I found her SoundCloud, and I think the audio was called "The Hardest I've Ever Fucked Myself." So I was like, yes, I found a winner. So I listened to that, and then I was looking through her submissions on there, and there was like comments from people, because I wasn't really a Reddit user at all. Didn't have a Reddit account, didn't really go on there that much. And there was comments from people and links to various things. And I sort of, through that, found GWA and like... Yeah, didn't see daylight for a few days, basically, because I was like, oh my God, look at the amount of people in this place.
That was your version of the fappening.
It was the I can't even say it, the fapocopalypse?
Fapocopalypse.
I don't know. Whatever the version of that is. But yeah, so I stumbled across it, and then I listened to a few audios, loved it, and I think I lurked for maybe a week at most, and then I registered an account because I wanted to comment on, you know, tell people how amazing their audios were, and then within a few days I'd verified as well. So,
and you were like, I'm gonna get off on recordings too.
Well, I sort of eased into it. I did like the accent challenge, and I did some like normal reading scripts, and then I was like, I think it was like my fourth or fifth audio before I actually like did an orgasm in an audio, basically. And even that was like, listening back to that the first time was so weird. Listening back to your first orgasm with audio, I was like, this is a bit strange. Is anyone going to like this? I don't think I was going to like this.
But everyone did like it.
Turns out people do like it, so there you go. And,
excellent. Okay, so how would you describe the other guy to a newbie who's never been to GWA before?
Oh, God. Oh, God. There's just... Well... There's lots of different things, you know. A very, you know, dominant, growly person who's not averse to being a subtle little boy at times.
You're a little bit of a switch.
I don't mind switching up a little bit. I can beg if I need to. So I've been told.
I think a lot of us can attest to the fact that you beg very well.
Okay.
So do you have a favorite audio that you've done? And if so, why? Is it your favorite?
Oh God, I was not prepared for any of these questions. Jesus,
you didn't look at the thing that I sent you.
You blindsided me.
It's that you made me wait so long to agree to do this that you've forgotten all the things I've told you about.
I'm having to like go back and look through some of my audios now. But a couple of them. The collab I did with Ellie Kui 7. I never know how to pronounce his name, but shout out to Ellie because he's a great guy. The MM collab we did with the two guys teasing you, which was so much fun to do and got lots of reaction and love, and it was just, yeah, it was really good fun seeing all the people's reactions to it. So
nice.
That was one I really enjoyed doing, and I quite enjoyed the most recent one I did, the Don't Touch one.
That is a good one.
The sort of, yeah, just the whole premise of it, because, you know, people come on GWA to get off, so to do an audio where the idea is the listener doesn't touch themselves, I quite enjoyed the juxtaposition of that and yeah, how that came across.
Yeah, it was definitely new. Well, I don't know that it was new exactly, but it was unique. And,
no. It's just a little bit different than the sort of things I usually do.
Yeah, and
so
very appreciated. Across the board. Ladies, I'm sure you'll agree.
Good to know.
Anyhow. Okay, so Tog decided he wanted to answer some questions from Quest for the Questionnaire by
Hubie.
Hwabi? So bad.
I think it's Hubie.
I'll go with that. By Hubie.
Okay.
Hubie. Okay, so number one. On a scale from 1 to 10, I'm jumping right in, by the way. On a scale from 1 to 10, being the least, 10 being the most, how comfortable are you about sex? Talking about sex, having sex, making recordings, masturbating, all that stuff.
Scale of 1 to 10, it depends. It probably varies depending on the audience and the people you're with. It could be, you know, quite a low scale. But I'd say an average, like a 6 or 7, maybe.
Really?
Relative, yeah, I don't mind chatting as such, but yeah, I think again it depends on who you're talking to, and I mean with most of my close mates, it's not the sort of thing we generally discuss. Really, there's not that much sex talk that goes on, to be honest with you. But yeah, certain crowds I'm more comfortable speaking about it with than other, and yeah, things like that. And especially being on GWA has helped with that, and you know, definitely broadened that out a little bit.
So previous to GWA, did you not find yourself as vocal about your sexuality?
I'd say that's probably true. GWA has definitely helped me appreciate and embrace my kinky side, let's say.
Very nice. Well, then we all must thank GWA, and thank goodness you found GWA.
Indeed. I am very grateful for it. It's like my cake day next month. It's ridiculous.
Is it really?
Yeah. I know, it's shocking.
Oh my goodness, where are you going to do the celebrate?
I've no idea. I've already been thinking about it, but I haven't quite decided yet.
You're going to have to make a cake day audio.
I know. Well, Spanx is usually the order of the day, isn't it?
Is it?
I think that's usually what gets done. You do some Cake Day Spanx.
Cake Day Spanx sounds nice.
But yeah, I'll have a think and see if I can come up with something.
All right. Well, I'm sure we'll all be very excited to see what happens.
Good.
Approximately how many audios have you made for GWA?
Oh God. It must be in the 40. It must be 40 plus, maybe 50, I guess, ballpark.
That's not bad.
But there's a lot of the sort of erotic poetry. There's quite a lot of them in there. When I made that GWA profiles page, it just took me forever. I got halfway through it and I was like, oh my God, there's so many audios to link. This is just painful. But it's it was nice to get it done.
Yes. Oh, shout out to GWA profiles. That sub is so handy. I love it.
It is
so much. Ugh.
Mm-hmm.
So great. Do you link your profile now in all of your audios?
I do. Great. I need to get it up to date. I've not added like the last four or five I've done because I'm terrible
tisk,
like that.
Tisk.
I know. I think I even put in my last audio like in little small text. I was like, I'll get this up to date soon. But it is really good. I started linking it because it is a good way to get people who might not, you know, who might have just stumbled across you to, you know, here's my back catalogue. Go and, you know,
if you like it, go check it out.
Go and enjoy yourself.
see, yes, you need to get it up to date. I don't know if anyone knows, I'm like a huge advocate of the GWA profile. I have two now because
I did notice that you had to split yours because you have a ridiculous amount of audio.
Too many, and I went over the text limit. So if I wanted to keep updating it, I needed a second one. But anyway, okay. Have you told anyone in real life about your own GWA entries?
No, I am a complete, you know, this is my secret life going on right here. No one knows in my real life about this. It's like my little hidden secret.
Why?
I just don't think it'd be something to be comfortable to telling my friends and that about. And because it's just, I just don't think it would not go down well, but yeah, I don't know how I'd explain it that well. Especially when they look through like my post history. Like, what the fuck is going on with this one? And what are you doing here? And just, yeah, I think I just do without those conversations. So, and definitely people at work, yeah, I don't think I'd want any work connections finding out about it. So it's just it's just my dirty little secret.
Ooh.
Basically.
So sexy. Anyhow. I always think it's so interesting when someone's like completely split. You know, between real life and GWA, because mine, it's just so fluid.
Yeah.
So I'm so interested and intrigued by people that make that distinction so clearly.
Yeah. Just having it completely separate as a thing that no one else, it's like a little separate life and no one knows about it. And, yeah.
Do you think in any capacity it would feel at all freeing for you to talk about it with anyone in real life?
Yeah, it might be. If I could confide with at least one person, that would be quite nice, but I can't think of any of my friends. Yeah, I don't think there's any of my friends I could sit there and tell it to her and they wouldn't just give me a load of abuse.
I'm curious. Like, how do you think of like your absolute best friend in the world? Can you tell me what the conversation would go like if you were to be like, yeah, so I do this thing where I get off on audio and post it to the internet? What would their reaction be?
I don't even know where to start because I think if I was like, oh yeah, go and have a look at my, check my profile out, and like they'd scroll down and the fourth one down is, let me be your slut. So it's like, I just don't know. I just don't think it's going to, you know, they're going to be like, what's going on over here? So yeah, I think I'll just avoid that conversation.
Understandable. Okay. So next question. How often / how many times a day on average do you think about sex or masturbate?
For me, it kind of is, I want to say not seasonal, but I definitely am.
Autumn's here. Time to spice everything up with a little bit of masturbation.
Yeah, but no, you know, spring, summer, definitely more horny than like the depths of winter. Like when it's summer, I'm just horny all the damn time. It's just I don't know if it's the heat and the fact that there's lots of skin on show everywhere and it's just lovely. But I mean, yeah, I don't know, less so in the winter, I'd say, and yeah, definitely a lot more horny in like the hotter months.
Very interesting.
That's a definite certainty, and I'm pretty sure I've seen posts on Backstage about people saying about this as well.
I wonder if it's like how this affects a sexual version of seasonal affect disorder.
Maybe.
I'm going to have to look into that, do some medical research.
Yeah, there you go.
But okay, on a standard winter day, how many times a day would you think, on average, you think about sex?
I don't know, quite a lot probably still. It's just, anything said it off. Just even like just glancing at random articles through Google News and something might pop up and like, oh, there's a hot looking girl there, and then bang, your mind goes elsewhere. So yeah, I don't know. It's hard to put a number on it, to be honest with you, being a guy. And now that I have much more alone time at home, that average has probably gone up. So there's no one in the house. I could, put some porn on.
Nice. I've always wondered how accurate there's, you know, that old...
The 7 seconds, yeah, is it? Or whatever
exactly.
It is. Guys,
I think it's completely unrealistic, but at the same time, can't be too far off either.
It's probably average it out, like, you know, not every 7 seconds, but there was that 1 hour where I just sat there thinking about, you know, watching porn and looking at dirty stuff online.
True.
Averaging that out, so it's probably not far off.
Probably not, because I think about how often I think about it, and it's pretty high.
you're in the 7 second bracket, are you?
Possibly. Very, very possible. Okay, so do you drink or like to get drunk?
Yes, I do. I do like to drink, and I like to get drunk.
What is your favorite? What's your drink of choice?
Well, I usually start with beers, mm-hmm. and if it's possible, I will drink a beer called Peroni, which is an Italian beer. And some places do it on tap over here, and it's just it goes down smooth.
Why is it your favorite? What does it taste like?
I don't know. I find describing the taste of beer quite tough. It's quite nice and smooth. It's just, I don't know, just really, really nice. And it just goes down really, really easily, which is what you want from a good beer.
Tog, harness your inner hipster and like get real obnoxiously pretentious about it. Is it hoppy? Is it?
God,
is it citrusy? Is there?
I think you're overestimating my ability to describe beer. I like beer.
See, I can't drink. I'm allergic to alcohol, but I want to be able to.
Well, yeah, to Peroni is where I usually start, and then once I can't drink any more beer, I usually switch up to like vodka and Coke, maybe something like that.
Oh.
Just to see, and then just go from there, and then see where the night takes me.
Oh gosh.
But.
And
yeah,
where does
it can
take
it can
you?
Get yeah it can get messy, like, yeah. Depends what happens, who's out, and what's being drunk, but that's usually where it goes, and then where it ends up, it can be anywhere.
I'm just having visions of like all those crazy party scenes in movies and you ending up like stealing a car or something ridiculous.
I was going to say I'm a responsible drunk, but that is not technically true, so I can't play that card.
What's the most ridiculous thing you've ever done while you were drunk? That you know of, whether by hearing it from other people the next morning or you somehow remembering it?
I've got some bad stories.
Well, you're going to need to pick one.
Oh, God, I've got a lot of bad stories.
Is this going to influence whether or not I want to listen to your audios anymore?
I don't think it will. Okay. It's just that I just got massively drunk on, I think it was Jägerbombs. I did a lot of Jägerbombs.
What happened?
I shouldn't really tell this story.
Yes, you should. Go ahead.
I'm not going to give you all the details, but the long story short is I got really, really drunk on Jägerbombs, and they bundled me in a taxi to go home, and I was like, oh, I'm going to be ill. So they stopped the taxi, and I was like sitting at the side of the taxi, and I fell out of the taxi and hit my head on the floor.
Oh, God.
And someone phoned an ambulance, and I woke up in hospital. Basically, because I had like cuts all over my face, and I was in a hospital, and I didn't know where I was because it was like a Christmas do that was not anywhere near my house. I was in a hospital that was miles away from where I lived, and the doctors were like, "You need to get the fuck out now, because you're fine. We need the bed. Get out." And I was just all disorientated and drunk, and yeah, didn't have a clue what was going on.
Sounds like a successful night.
Yeah, so that was a bad one. I basically got plenty of, I basically walked in and my housemate just pissed himself laughing. He just couldn't stop, because I just was bruised and cut, and he just thought it was hilarious.
That's so lovely.
There you go. Drink responsibly, kids. Drink responsibly. Know your limits.
My goodness.
don't drink Jägerbombs. There you go.
I can't. Okay.
Yeah. That was more of a general warning for anyone that's listening, to be honest with you.
I mean, it's a good warning. It's a good...
There you go. It's a good, you know, public service announcement. Let's call it one of them.
You need to start developing PSAs to...
PSAs, yeah.
To read out, like, on a weekly basis.
Don't be like me.
Okay. If you could gain a superpower or super ability, what would it be?
See, I've always liked the thought of invisibility.
Oh, God. Always. I can't even imagine that. All the pervy things you would do.
I don't know. Why would you assume I'd be so perverted with it? That's just, you know, that is just, oh, I'm so, so offended by that. So offended.
Sorry.
But I quite like just watching and listening and like to conversations and things like that, just like being a fly on the wall and things like that. And I think I do a lot of that. I do a lot of listening to conversations where people didn't think they were being listened to. I do some pervy stuff as well, for sure. Mm-hmm. But yeah, invisibility, I think, would be my power of choice. It's always one that I've always thought that would be cool to have.
Very nice. And would you use it for good or evil?
Probably a little bit of both.
Ooh. See? So, I can't. It terrifies me to think that there's actually people out there that might be invisible, and goodness knows what they've seen. So scary.
It's just, yeah, that's what I mean. It'd be such a good power. Such a good power. Because you could, like, just even things like, you'd be able to, like, sneak onto flights and just go wherever you want during the world.
But where would you sit?
Well, you could just stand at the back, couldn't you?
Well, what if it's like a super long flight? What if you're going?
The flight attendants are going to be mooching about for quite a bit, so you could just steal their seat for a bit.
Oh, I guess you'd have to be really careful.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you don't get me wrong. You'd have to be, you know, a bit sneaky about it, but it could be done.
Okay,
definitely.
So if you could hop on to a plane going anywhere, being invisible, bearing in mind that you have to like figure out how to be comfortable and strap yourself down during takeoff and all that, where would you go?
Well, I always want to go to New Zealand, but that's like, I couldn't have picked a longer flight,
no,
really, could I? So, yeah, maybe just a short hop to Europe somewhere then. A little couple of hour flight. Maybe Spain. Spain would be a good shout.
That's good.
Maybe Barcelona. Okay. I haven't been to Barcelona yet. That's on my list.
All right. Good answer.
Okay.
So, when listening to a GW entry, especially if you follow specific people, do you ever picture what you think they might look like according to their voice? Like, what do you envision when listening to someone?
I don't do that much envisioning of how people look necessarily. Mm-hmm. I try not to picture what they specifically look like. I just sort of let my memory just go wherever it may take me and see what it conjures up. But I don't specifically think, oh, I wonder what, you know, X looks like while I'm listening to their audio or something like that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, some people do post pictures and stuff as well, don't they? There are users out there who do post pictures and things. So sometimes if they have posted pictures, that will, even if you don't want it to, that will sometimes pop into your head when you're listening to audios and things like that as well. So
right. That's fair. I heard from one person who I asked a similar question to, and they were like, I just see like a gray blob. Like, imagine like the gray silhouette that you see when you're need to pick a picture for an avatar.
Yeah, yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, so that I thought was really interesting.
Gray blob with a penis.
Ooh. That's sexy as hell.
New audio idea.
Oh my goodness. Someone needs to get on this.
What? The blob.
Oh, yeah.
The blob.
And that is the most appealing title for a Gone Wild audio I've ever heard in my life. The blob. Ooh. Intriguing.
It's going to draw people in, isn't it? It's going to draw people in,
so
for sure.
So much so. Oh, my gosh. I can just imagine everyone being like, I need to know what this is. And the best thing would be if there were, like, no tags.
Yeah, like, just the blob. That is it.
Just the blob. It would get taken down, let's be honest.
Yeah, the mods would not be having that, for sure. It'd be down in a heartbeat.
Okay. Have you ever gotten caught masturbating or having sex?
I haven't.
Really?
I nearly got caught by my mum.
Masturbating?
Yeah. She was, I was, you know, getting busy. And, I didn't hear her coming up the stairs until like the last second. And I was like frantically like trying to pull the duvet over me, and she like just walked straight in my room, and I was just like, oh yeah, just like really flustered. And yeah, she was like, are you all right? And I was like, yeah, I'm all right, yeah, just going to bed, on a good night, I'll see you later. Like, I must have been like 13, 14 at the time, so I was pretty young. But yeah, she needed to call me.
Oh my goodness.
It would have been bad.
Okay, so just
saying, She probably knew what was going on, but
probably.
It was never spoken of again.
God, that must have been so awkward.
It was very awkward.
So how has your how have your masturbation habits changed and evolved over the years?
Change and evolve. That's an interesting question.
It's something I've always been really intrigued about when it comes to guys, because like as a girl, it's a little easier to be really discreet. Mm. I mean, not for me because I'm loud as fuck, but.
I mean, when I, you know, generally I've always lived with other people. So, you know, either parents, then when I moved out, I moved into a house with two other people. And then the current place I live with one of my mates, literally in the past 10 days, the first time I've lived on my own with no one else around. So it was always, yeah, getting off was always like quite quiet. I couldn't really be that vocal if I was just masturbating. I always had to be fairly quiet, and that was quite nice about GWA, was being able to, when I had the free time to record, I could be vocal, and turns out that people like that. So
what was the first instance in which you were inclined to be more vocal, considering how quiet you've had to be?
I mean, if I could get away with it when no one else was in before I even record on GWA, I would be more loud.
Mm-hmm.
But
do you like, yeah, why does it feel better for you? What is it about being vocal that, why does it happen?
It's just a natural reaction, isn't it? To try and keep it in is, you're going against your instincts almost.
That's
when you're
awesome.
Trying to be quiet.
Is it weird that I find it really sexy that you said that?
It's all primal and raw.
Okay, just kidding. I take it back now.
I've ruined it. I've ruined it.
Lady boner gone.
Okay, good. I know, that's it. I know how to kill it now, straight away.
Podcast over. Sorry.
But, yeah, so it was nice. And then, you know, doing it on GWA and getting lots of lovely comments and feedback, and it just, you know, helps to, you know, once you... Never realised how much women love man sounds.
They're so good. How could we not love them?
That's what GWA has taught me.
They're so good.
I'm more than happy to oblige, so...
Yeah, please keep obliging, everyone.
Yeah, that's it. That goes for everyone. Everyone, bring your best A-game sounds, because they're all wonderful.
Gentlemen and ladies. Just everyone keep being vocal and sexy and...
Yes.
Keep it up.
But there is... Yeah... The stealth apps are quite hot, though, when people are like trying to be quiet because they know there's people around.
Yes.
There is a certain hot aspect to that. With there's the hold the moan, isn't there? Is there a sub for that?
Yeah, there's a sub for that.
Which is, there is something very hot about that. So
it's one of my favorite things to bring to an audio. I mean, I don't do it all that often, but when I have done the ones where I'm trying to be more quiet, it's so fun. It's so much fun. I fail spectacularly at it every time.
Well, that's part of the fun.
Yes, true. Accurate. Okay, so do you have any hobbies?
I do have hobbies.
And what
one
are
of them's
they?
One of them's probably quite, well, not quite obvious, but one of them's a bit obvious because I've actually posted them. But I play guitar.
You do play guitar.
Obviously.
So well. Everyone, please check out
his
covers.
Stop it, you.
No, they're so good. He did a fantastic cover of Blackbird, and it's just wonderful. And he taught
me. I really enjoyed doing that,
actually.
So. That was good. That was a request from Starless Sky. She requested that for me, and I didn't know how to play it, but I was like super. I was like, it's an awesome song, and I was like super psyched to try and learn it. So,
so good. Thank you, Starless
really nice
Sky, for requesting it, because he did such a great job of it.
It was good. But yeah, I sort of plateaued several years ago as a guitar player, because unless you start taking lessons and playing like hours every day, you just sort of hit a level. But yeah, I'm always self-taught. I just sat in front of a computer and just learned chords and just went from there, really. So
you're completely self-taught?
Yeah.
That's
completely self-taught.
So impressive.
So, and I just play for my own amusement these days, really.
So what kind of stuff do you like to play just for the hell of it?
I'm mainly sort of rock orientated in my music tastes anyway, but you know, I haven't learned anything in ages, to be fair. And I sometimes learn really obscure things, well, not obscure things, but things that you just wouldn't anticipate me learning. So I learned how to play Atomic by Blondie, for example, not that long ago.
Didn't you post that?
No, I haven't posted that. Oh. No. And I can play a few Radiohead tunes and like a bit of Blur and things like that. So
Very nice. Do you play?
I did try recording one, but the Audacity fucked up and I lost it.
God damn it, Audacity. No, I'm just kidding. Audacity, you're wonderful. Don't you dare crash on me. God, can you imagine? So upset.
I think I'd cry.
Yeah, you'd probably be more upset than I would be.
We'd have to just repost an audio of me and you just crying because of the lost audio, and that would just have to be it. That would just be the podcast.
That's the episode for today, guys. Enjoy.
Yeah, it's just me and you just bawling our eyes out because we lost all of the recording.
I can think of a few people that might enjoy it, actually.
I got one that's
calling
one,
you out for your crazy sadistic nature.
Yeah, Bear springs to mind. I've seen a few crying requests from him in my time.
Such a weirdo, but he's wonderful.
A wonderful weirdo. That's
he
that's
is.
A lovely
he's
compliment.
So wonderful, but such a weirdo. So obviously, shout out to Cuddly Bear. His flair on backstage is literally just sadist.
Isn't it sadist? Yeah.
That's
yeah.
it.
There's no messing about, is there?
Not at all.
Here I am.
Oh, he's going to be so mad at me if he listens to this.
Yeah. We'll make sure he listens to this.
I don't think he will, so it's fine.
Okay. I'll direct him to the point where you start talking about him.
Please don't. I'm literally terrified right now. Which is silly because I could really just edit this out, but
mm-hmm.
What fun would that be?
Okay.
So back to your guitar playing. Yes. Do you play electric or acoustic?
I have both.
Ooh,
I have,
so fancy.
I have a Fender Strat, which I don't play that much, but I need to clean it up and restring it because it's just sat in my living room for ages untouched.
I love stringing guitars. Is that weird?
I imagine it's quite therapeutic or something about it, that sort of sense.
I was afraid of it for so long that once I finally was able to do it, I felt so powerful.
In case it twanged off or something when you were trying to tighten it up.
Yes, because you have to stretch the strings.
Mm-hmm.
That fucking terrifies me.
Especially on an electric when they're really thin as well. But yeah, so I've got the Fender Strat and I have an electroacoustic, which is what I record. All the stuff that I've posted has been on my electroacoustic.
What kind is it?
Which, it's a really obscure thing. It's by Indie, is who it is. If you search, I'm going to have to give you the name.
It's okay.
That's what it's called. It's by Indie and it's called The Tree of Life, and it's got this really nice inlay all up the fretboard.
Ooh.
If you Google it, you'll see what I mean.
Ooh.
It just looks really nice.
See, that's my issue, is if I were to buy a new guitar, it would be strictly for aesthetics, and that's so stupid.
Well, I think you'd like this one. And if you Google it and have a look, I think you'll like the look of it.
Oh, God. I don't need to buy a new guitar right now.
But it's electroacoustic, so I have a little mini amp thing that I plug it into that then goes into a USB on my laptop, so I play it all through that, basically.
Oh, how cool. Do you have any other hobbies that you do?
Other than that, I just play football a lot.
And for all you Americans out there, he means soccer.
Soccer. I do, yeah. So, I'm a bit, in England, generally, most people grow up watching football, playing football. I've played it as long as I can remember, and I play a couple of times a week. I'm injured at the moment. I've busted my ankle, so...
Ugh.
It's on the men, though.
You
it's feeling better.
You can't
tell
a nurse
better.
That you're hurt and injured. I'm like,
I know.
I can't.
It's feeling better, though. It's feeling better. It's not as swollen as it was.
Were you icing it? Were you elevating it? Did you take ibuprofen or naproxen? Did you do all those things?
There was a few, some of them. A little bit of this, a little bit of that, not all of it.
Okay. I need to move on before
it's like I can just see you clenching your fist. No, must take care of it better.
That's exactly what's happening. God, I can't turn it off. Okay.
That's about it. Playing guitar and I also play a lot of video games. I'm a gamer in air quotes.
Now, what do you play on?
I play an Xbox One. I used to be a PC gamer, but I had to get rid of it because I didn't have the space. But when I get move into my new flat, I'm going to get another PC because I want to get all the games on Steam that I can get.
And you can rejoin the ranks of PC Master Race.
Mm-hmm. But at the moment, I've got my Xbox One, which is good enough for me. So.
Oh, good for you.
That's what I play.
I don't know what any of this means, but great. It's really exciting.
Okay, good, good. We can move on then. We can move on from gaming. We don't have to chat about that.
Is it because you're embarrassed, or is it because you can tell I would not be good to talk to you about gaming?
Definitely the latter. I just know it's just not going to have any relevance at all. You'll just edit it all out anyway. So God.
It's like when people talk to me about sport. I mean, like, I know a bit about sports, but there's certain times where people will be like really engaged in a conversation mm-hmm. about like a certain player, and I'll be like, "Yeah, I love it when he scores at the game that he plays."
I'm getting into my NFL recently.
Oh, that's right.
Year or two. I'm getting into NFL.
Which is wonderful. My team did not make it into the playoffs, so mm-hmm. I have not been watching any.
Neither did mine.
So. Oh, so we can be sad together.
We can be sad together.
There's always next season.
So, exactly.
Though knowing my team, I'm not going to state it out loud, but people might be able to guess, knowing my team, since they had a decent mm-hmm. showing this season, they're not going to have another decent showing for another, like, 4 to 5 years.
You peaked for sure.
For this half of the decade, yeah, we've peaked. The okay, worst. Good. Okay, anyway.
There we go. Sports chat done. Tick.
I sound so well-rounded right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so thank
all these
you.
Different all these different things we've been speaking about, you know, we encompassed
sound,
it all.
We sound so interesting. Okay, so moving past questions now.
Mm-hmm.
Talk.
Oh God.
You've done a few script fills of erotic poetry, which they're all fantastic, and I highly, highly encourage anyone to go out and listen to some of them because they're wonderful. So obviously you enjoy doing those readings, right? Why, can I ask, like, what about erotic poetry speaks to you?
It's just nice, because there's so many wonderful writers out there. Just, mm-hmm. you know, straight off the bat, I've got to say that. I do a lot of scripts anyway, and massive props to all the people that write fantastic scripts, because that shit is hard. Like, writing is seriously hard, and to come up with all the fantastic stuff they do is so good, and I'm so happy they share it all on GWA. And the erotic poetry stuff, it's just nice. I just, you know, it's not, you can record it quite easily, and it, some of the stuff that people write is just absolutely brilliant, and yeah, it's just really nice to do, and I like putting out them. I mean, I haven't done some in a long time, because I've been a bit slack on trying to find scripts, but yeah, it's just nice to do.
Nice. Lovely. And Tog. You're English, obviously.
Obviously.
And the English are wonderful.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm assuming this flattery is going somewhere.
But side note, quick shout out to Arabelle, who has to deal with Brit bashing all of the time on her podcast, which is also wonderful. Stranded in Paradise.
Yes,
everyone needs
the lovely Arabelle. She is lovely.
She's so lovely. And that podcast is hilarious. So everyone go check out Stranded in Paradise as well. Mm-hmm. She deals with Brit bashing all the time off there. So quick shout out to another wonderful Brit from an Anglophile. Brits are amazing.
There's so many wonderful Brits on GWA.
So
that's the thing. There's so many lovely Brits out there. So
it's great. So I'm going to have you do a little activity, because that's what we do on Anonymous Asks.
I am aware. I've listened to all of them so far, and I am aware of the different things you have put people through.
That people have thoroughly enjoyed doing as an honored guest on the podcast, you mean? And you're about to join those ranks.
You can phrase it like that if you want, but
okay. So, you like to do readings of erotic poetry and your English. I'm going to have you do a little activity that's related to both of those fun facts about you.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, I'm going to go prep Tog on what he's about to do, and we'll be back in a little bit.
Okay. I'm super hot about it.
Absolutely.
I'm so turned on right now. Oh my god.
Are you gonna do this whole thing?
I'm gonna try. I think I'm gonna need to like lean forward and like sit cross-legged for this to like focus. try and stay in character.
Okay, guys, this is going to be so amazing. Get it, get ready. God. I'm going to half talk to an amazing erotic poetry reading for you all right now. Take it away, the other guy.
I'm gonna try. Right, okay. Get to the club in my taxi cab. Everybody's looking at me now. Like, who's that chick that's rocking kicks? She's got to be from out of town. So hard with my girls not around me. It's definitely not a Nashville party. 'Cause all I see are stilettos. I guess I never got the memo. My tummy's turning, and I'm feeling kinda homesick. Too much pressure, and I'm nervous. That's when the DJ dropped my favourite tune. And that Britney song was on, so I put my hands up. They're playing my song. The butterflies fly away. I'm nodding my head like, yeah. Moving my hips like, yeah. Got my hands up, they're playing my song, and now I'm gonna be okay. Yeah, it's a party in the USA. Yeah, it's a party in the USA.
Oh my god, that was incredible. Now I wish I had sent you more of the song.
I feel so weird.
This is a confused like, boner moment.
I feel like I need to go like shower or something. Like.
Oh my god, that was incredible. Oh, good job. Really good job.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Did you not?
I felt slightly uncomfortable, not gonna lie.
Well, that makes me sad because it was amazing. Oh my god.
Oh god, that's gonna sound terrible, isn't it?
It's gonna sound amazing. I don't know what you're talking about. It did sound amazing, actually.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Fantastic. Okay.
Well, thank you. Thank you for
letting me do that. Again, another round of applause for incomparable the other guy.
Thank you.
Okay.
Breathe.
So, okay, you've been around GWA for a while now.
Yes. It's been, feels like, I don't know how it's been this long.
Right? It, like, flies by. I mean, your cake day is coming up. That's crazy.
I know. It's not right.
It's not right. You sound like you're on the verge of a milestone birthday.
I don't want to. But that Joey, isn't it? Why, God, why?
Oh my goodness. Okay. Do you have a favorite GWA memory? Or what do you love most about GWA?
I obviously love just the community in general. Just everyone gives lovely feedback, and I love commenting on people's audios. I try and comment on everything I listen to because I love getting feedback in return, and I know how much it means. Especially, I try and listen to newer people when I can, because it's, you know, when you're starting out and you get those nice, you know, that little envelope pops up, and it's such a nice feeling, and it makes you want to keep coming back. And, you know, that is what makes me keep coming back, is just getting lovely feedback and comments, things like that. I really enjoyed the response challenge that Miss Glitchy put together a while back. So big shout out to Miss Glitchy, who's always lovely. That was really, really fun, getting to do a response for someone, getting one in return. And I think I did an extra one for someone that missed out, and I just had an absolute blast doing that, and it was such good fun. And that was a good example of the community as well, because so that was like so many people signed up for that. It was crazy. Mm-hmm. She like had to do so many matches, but yeah, that was really, really good. So.
Oh, nice. So do you have any advice for newbies?
Commenting is a big one. Just, you know, that's when I started out, I used to comment on loads and loads of stuff, because not because I wanted people to like come and check me out, just because I wanted people to know that, you know, their stuff was appreciated. When you see, you know, posts that have 40 upvotes and one comment, it's like, how is this even possible? Why isn't anyone commenting on this? It must be good. Mm-hmm. So comment is definitely top of the list when you're starting out, and don't put too much pressure on yourself about upvotes and all that sort of stuff, because it's, you know, you shouldn't really worry about that stuff too much. There's a lot of, you know, vote fuzzing, bots, and just general stuff like that that can affect it. So try not to put too much stock in that, and just try and enjoy it. Make it, it's not something that you need to let take over your life and, you know, become a thing that becomes too serious and you become worried too much about it. It should be a fun hobby, GWA, and that's the view I try and take of it now.
Very well said. And I think so, definitely advice that's been given in the past, but it's absolutely true. So it needs to be said over and over again, because it's very easy to get discouraged about
votes and all that. Yeah, it is. Yeah, you definitely should not get discouraged by, you know, I look back at some of my early posts and they're like massively downvoted and have like very minimal comments. But the ones that people that do comment, they're the ones that, you know, you think, okay, you really appreciate them. And I sometimes go back and look through my older posts and see some of the lovely comments on them, because it just makes me smile. Mm-hmm. So.
Oh, that's so nice.
So thank you for all the lovely people that comment on my posts. There you go.
And please keep commenting so we can keep this incredible person around.
Thank you. That's very, very sweet.
Especially after what he's just done on here. He deserves all of the comments and more. Oh, my goodness.
I don't know if that's going to like scare people off now.
No. Impossible. Okay. Well, Tog, thank you so much for joining me. It's been an absolute blast.
No, well, thank you for having me on, and thank you for doing such a wonderful podcast, because it is brilliant. I've loved listening to every single one. You've had fantastic guests so far, and it's been, yeah, you're an excellent host, and it's really, really good.
Thank you so much for saying that. I do have one last thing to put you on the spot with, though.
I know you.
I need to know if you have any parting words for the lovely people of GWA. If the other guy had a catchphrase, what would it be?
God. I actually thought about this yesterday. I was like, she's going to ask me this question, and I'm still not going to know what to say. And then I thought, in honour of me being an ultra lazy person at all times, I'm super lazy. Like, I really am. I take my laziness to the next level. I think mine would probably be, yeah, I think mine would probably be, in a somewhat sleepy voice, "Oh, just 5 more minutes, please." That would be mine.
Ooh. Ooh.
So there you go.
I like that. That could be taken, you know, in a just really sweet kind of adorable kind of way, or in a naughty kind of way.
Exactly.
I like it.
It works on a few different levels. There you go. There's mine.
Good. I like it.
Good. I'm glad.
Okay. Thanks so much to the other guy for joining me on this episode of Anonymousy Asks. Hopefully y'all enjoy listening in as much as we enjoyed making this. This is Anonymousy, reminding all you beautiful, incredible people to stay sexy, never yuck anyone's yum, and try your hardest to spread a little sunshine. Anonymousy out!